Here's the news for Ellensburg and the windswept shrub steppe of central Washington for Tuesday, January 30th. Applications for the open seat on the Ellensburg City Council will be accepted until 5 p.m. Monday. The Position 3 vacancy was created by the resignation of Adam Wynn. Applications must be registered to vote in the city and have been a resident of the city for at least 1 year preceding the date of the appointment. Interviews will be conducted during a special council meeting on February 12th. Application information is available on the city's website. Kittitas County's unemployment rate was 6.4% in December, according to the State Employment Security Department. The county's unemployment rate was 4.9% in November. The statewide unemployment rate was 4.8% in December. Central Washington University professor and poet Catherine Whitcomb will be the first speaker in the Lions Rock Visiting Writers Series on Wednesday at the Brooks Library Student Commons. Whitcomb will present a craft talk titled Let Your Writing Find Its Form at noon, followed by a reading of her new poetry collection Habitats at 6 p.m. Raymond Santana, one of five African-American teenagers wrongfully convicted of a violent attack in New York Central Park in 1989, will speak at Central Washington University at 6:30 p.m. Thursday at the McIntyre Music Building. Santana and four other teens served between 5 and 13 years in prison before their convictions were overturned in 2002 when DNA evidence linked a convicted murderer and serial rapist to the crime for which he confessed. The event is free. On Tuesday, there will be a screening of the Central Park 5 documentary at 2 p.m. in the Student Union Theater. Kittitas County Habitat for Humanity is holding Uncorked Sip and Support, a fundraiser at Vallo Cellars in Kittitas at 5 p.m. That's on Thursday. During the event, 20% of wine proceeds will go to Habitat. The Valley Musical Theater Winter Play production of The Odd Couple opens at 7 p.m. Friday, and that is at the Ramsey Ballroom. The play continues with performances on Saturday and Sunday, and on February 8th, February 9th, and February 10th. This is directed by Jessica Horrocks and Jessica Solberg Black and features Riley Newman as Oscar and Patrick Nolan as Phoenix. Couple of events going on around town. The String Studio Recital at the CWU McIntyre Music Recital Hall. That's free tonight at 6 p.m. And then String Studio Recital 2, also at the McIntyre Music Recital Hall. That's free at 8 p.m. The Valley Voices Community Choir is at the Ellensburg Presbyterian Church tonight. No addition required. They expect 25 to 40 singers this quarter, and older teens through older age are welcome. To learn about that, go to ellensburgmusic.com. That starts at 6:30, goes till 8 p.m. at the Ellensburg Presbyterian Church. And then tomorrow, Jazz Band Madness at the CWU Bistro in Ellensburg at 7 p.m. And then karaoke with Cosmo Blue up at Logan's up in Roslyn at 8 p.m. goes until midnight. In sports, the weather may say winter, but the schedule says baseball and softball for Central Washington University. The Wildcats baseball team, which is ranked third in the GNAC preseason poll, opens its season with a doubleheader starting at 1 p.m. Thursday at Concordia University in Irvine. The Central Washington University softball team, which is ranked fifth in the preseason GNAC poll, opens its season at 8 a.m. Friday against Texas A&M International at the D2 Kickoff Classic in Conroe, Texas. The forecasted high today in Ellensburg, 44 degrees. Sunset is at 5:01 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 36 degrees. There is a 60% chance of rain. Winds will be light and variable. What's for lunch at the Fish Open Table? Roasted garlic chicken Alfredo, peas, and pears. That lunch is open to all seniors age 60 plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Ellensburg Open Table and noon to 1 p.m. at the Cle Elum Seventh-day Adventist Church. There is a community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal. That's from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg Open Table. This is the Ellensburg Community Morning Show. I am one of the hosts for this show, John Morgan, and this is Ellensburg Community Radio.